Okay, so you got out of bed and you
Got
came
out of
into.
bed, made it into my loop. But as I was walking through the kitchen, I had a very clear picture, mind's eye vision, whatever, of all of these demons. I don't mean to be campy or silly, but there was a computer animated movie out a while back, and gosh, I can't even remember the, oh, Kung Fu Panda. And if any of you saw that, had these these rhinoceros looking guards, and they had armor on. Well, these demons looked just like that, man. They were like upright rhinoceros looking things with armor on. And every step I'd take, this huge hurling ball would come from behind me.
An iron
It
ball with
almost
spikes.
looked like one of those things you swing with the iron balls and spikes, but this was just, these were just big balls with spikes. And I mean, hurl, and when it hit them, it would knock out bunches of them. And I'm going,
Of a
wow,
demon
yeah.
with every step that you took.
What, I'm so used to, you're talking to the son of the son of the son of Thomas, Doubting Thomas. That's been my Achilles heel is doubt. And when I start to see something, or it has been for a few years, I kind of brush it off, so that's just my mind or my head or whatever. But I take
Couldn't do
another
that.
step.
Couldn't do that this time.
I
That's too
take another,
clear.
it never went away. I take another step. There's another group of these guys, and wham, this thing would come out of nowhere behind me and just obliterate them. And with each step I took, I mean, it made no sense at all. Every step I took, I got stronger. I could feel it. And I can't tell you, I had tingling from head to toe. All I know is with every step, I don't know, 24 steps from my room to the bed to here, wow. The closer I got to the room, and Claire mentioned, I'd tried this so many times before. I'd go in, I'd pray, I'd turn on the equipment, I'd get things ready, and wham, I'd get hit with one of the several of those abdominal convulsion type of things, those seizures, and I was down. I was out for hours, maybe 2 or 3 days at a time, and nights. But not this time. And I gotta tell you, because of His grace, because of your prayers, because of your faith, when I didn't have faith of my own, you guys were like the ones that busted the hole in Peter's roof and let the man down in front of Jesus. I didn't have any faith of mine. I just had nothing. I was totally bankrupt. 30 years with the Lord and bankrupt. But you guys came along, made a hole, put me down in front of Jesus.
That's beautiful. So there was a, we were obviously under demonic attack, and for all you loving Satanists out there, God bless you.
He really does love you guys. And
He does,
he's given us the grace to love you too.
and he takes these things. The Lord takes these things and turns them around for good, because now we're learning about some of the tactics and techniques, because we're seeing into the Spirit. He's showing us.
And again, a lot of you guys know what it's like to lose your quote unquote purpose-driven life. And that brings me to this point. Obviously, I'm telling you about a life-changing, amazing, powerful healing. I mean, off my deathbed. I mean, you're talking to kind of like Lazarus, man. I remember thinking, wow, I almost feel like I'm born again, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Just like a fresh baby out of the womb.
And some of this, you know, people say Christians can't be cursed. Sorry, you're not right about that. They can be cursed. And whether the Lord allows them to land or not, but here we're talking about a death curse where the Lord directly raised you up in the face of that death curse, and angels blasted the demons that were trying to bring it on because of your will to take a step here and take a step there. And what I want to say about that is that we are finding out more and more what a righteous God we serve. We have no idea of some of the things that are sinful that we're doing, and we don't realize. God revealed to me my hidden sins, cleansed my hidden sins, and we don't realize how we open doors. This is what we're finding out more and more in the spiritual warfare, is that we open doors just without thinking. We don't realize that we're sinning and the effect that it has. You know, maybe a sin of unbelief or a sin of criticism or judgment. We just don't realize that. And so that allows the curse to land because we've sinned. And we're just now, the Lord is just now beginning to reveal to us a much higher standard of holiness than what we've been functioning at. And this calls for a real amendment of life and repentance. And that's when the curses can't land, although he does allow suffering again to deliver the gospel into the hands of the lost as a fast offering. He does allow it. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag, but certainly we don't want to be opening doors by our own sin. Not only do we not want to open doors, but let's think about it. We're so in love with the Lord, we don't want to hurt him. We don't want to hurt him with the things that we do or grieve the Holy Spirit. So these are things that we need to look at again. So getting back to the narrative of what happened there, you felt that it was actually the warring angels that were assaulting these demons?
It wasn't angels. It was God the Father himself. I could feel him. I could sense him. You know, you've heard some of my past. Never knew, like a lot of you, never knew the love of a real father. Just, you know, the hard violence and abuse and all that stuff. But, so I was, you know, a little shy. And Claire would tell me, honey, you got to get to know him. He's got the heart of a child. He's so innocent and pure and so beautiful. And it just was like bounced off my head. I had no point of reference. And this past spring, I heard he's gone to be with the Lord now, but a brother, Brendan Manning, who was a former active Franciscan priest who ended up being laicized, getting married and going on and giving talks and things. And it was an amazing story that he told about how much the Father loves Jesus and how much Jesus loves the Father. I'll get back to that another time, but through that talk, I met him yesterday. I couldn't have told you anything because I felt like such a hypocrite, but his love breaks through.
Yeah.
His love breaks through, and it was my daddy. His little boy that he's taken and swung me by the arms. Jesus on the other side of the river of life. They're swinging me over the stream, and they're putting me in front of berry bushes, no thorns, you know. And this is some months back. And I had a little honeymoon with my real daddy. I don't have any other name I can call him. I understand Abba. And another time for other things and beautiful stories and places he's taken me and things he's been. But
some of that is written in Chronicles of the Bride, too, which is a free book online on our website, hearttwillers.org.
A little bit of that. But
yeah. Coming up on the music, how that turned around. Because we've been asking the prayer warriors to pray for your music.
Right. Yeah. So with every step, every move, So I pull the cover off the keyboard. Normally I try to sit and pray and spend some time with the Lord, but you got hours and hours and hours to do that when you're down.
Right.
And this was time for Lazarus to come out of the tomb. Somebody wants...
Time for action.
An author that we love, Laurie Beth Jones, who wrote She's a CEO and following books. Beautiful. In one of her books, I think she said, it's like Jesus came out of the tomb and went, ta-da! And I thought about that. And I was quipping about that earlier tonight, and I felt like the Lord was saying, yeah, but it was way more than that. I mean, it was really a lot. But there was part of that, too. So pull the keyboard cover open, like I'd done countless days and nights before. Turn on the switches. Recorder console fires up. Keyboard fires up. My guitar is sitting right there in almost perfect tuning. And I started getting kind of tired, you know, and I thought, wow, this is, I don't know, maybe 28, 29, into 29 hours. And, you know, I still got my flesh. I'm thinking, you get in a habit of a conditioning of, well, he's down or she's down, I need to go down. You get lazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I got lazy. And, oh my gosh, it's like he's teaching me. He's white. The whole slate clean. This was not just a physical, amazing physical resurrection healing. This was an amazing start again, fresh baby skin. I mean, I feel like I'm in kindergarten learning all over again. And that's all I ever want to be. No wonder, he said, unless you become like a little child. So everything's fired up and I'm tired and I want to go to bed. And I hear the Lord clearly. After months, I'm hearing him clearly. I'm not hearing demons saying, you're this, you're that, ba-da-da-da-da-da. I'm hearing Jesus, God, himself. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit. I'm hearing Daddy, clear, just like you and I talking right here. And he seemed like someone in a grandstand watching this Olympic event. And he was both the spectator and almost the Spartan in the middle of the Colosseum, you know, dueling it out at the same time. And he would say, let's keep going.
And you told me you were tired, and I said, honey, you need to break through this.
Oh, yeah.
Because that demon of lethargy and laziness, tiredness, it comes on you to stop you. And
didn't want to let go.
Yeah, and you just have to break through. You have to keep going.
I'm going to tell you, man, yeah. I knew of a pastor who said, you know, I didn't believe in demons until I found out I had one, you know. And
if you've got one, believe me, yeah, it's not the only one you have.
And I was a lot like Mary Magdalene, you know, but I'm sure 30 years ago, he delivered me of more demons than you could shake a stick at in an instant. I'm telling you, at 2 minutes till late that night, I still hated Christians and everything to do with Christianity, church, religion, blech, you know. I'm sorry, but that's the way it was.
Yeah.
And I end up in this little group of people with some food, and they're praying. And you've heard it, if you've heard the past several months back, my testimony. And it was like he did that again. It was like almost, it felt, even though it took 10 minutes to get there, and here I was into an hour, and I was getting tired. 29 hours, it felt instantaneous. It's amazing. It's like he said, when a woman is laboring to give birth, she groans in travail, but when she gives birth, she rejoices in the child that came forth and remembers not her pain.
Mm-hmm.
The first words out of my mouth were the Psalms. I mean, they were pouring out of me. I don't know the Psalms by memory. I walk with the Lord for 30 years. Yeah, I know a lot of stuff by rote.
We know bits and pieces.
Yeah. It's just pouring out of me. And the very first words were, something along the lines of, you bring life where there is no life. You bring hope where there is no hope. You bring blessing where there's nothing but a curse. And on and on and on. So I look up and I write, just like many of you, I write little cards and little things to remind me. And I have this big 8x11 sheet of paper beside one of my vocal processor units and by the recording console. And it says, come play with me. Play. You know, big word, big letter, neon, play. I never learned how to read or write music since I was probably 7 years old. I plucked around on little toy guitars and stuff, and I've always played by ear. And music was never work. It was always play. And when I wrote that little card, that big sheet of paper, I was thinking, you know, going off with the Lord, skating, ice skating, you know, riding horses, kick a soccer ball, whatever. I wasn't thinking music. But it's amazing how those words that the Lord gives you are like memorial stones, like Jacob used to, you know, pile up, and the patriarchs, when the Lord would visit them, you know, and they'd leave a memorial stone. Yeah, those words come back to you. And just like the scriptures, they'll catch you and hit you in a whole, totally new, fresh way. You know, here he is. I'm tired, want to go to bed. Let's keep going. Play with me. Here's the Lord. And I'm just seeing him up on his haunches, almost just kind of squatting up out of his seat in these Colosseum kind of stands, watching the contest that's going on. And yet he's down there almost like a gladiator, going after masses and masses of Spartan gladiator
demons,
mongrels.
Demons. You saw this in the spirit when you were picking up your guitar? Or?
While I was sitting right there at the keyboard and getting ready to pick up the guitar, every time. This happened like 3 times throughout the next 12 hours. What's 12 and 28?
40.
Isn't that interesting? And he's just going at it, you know? And when he would do that, I'd just fill up with air again. I'd just be reinflated and re-enlivened and quickened and boom.
When he did what?
When he would say, let's keep going.
Uh-huh.
And he's on his haunches and he's up out of his seat and he's like, he's watching the contest.
Yeah.
The third time that happened, into almost probably the 10th hour of this breakthrough, now we're going on 40 hours. Wow, it's like an odyssey. The third time this happened, and he said, let's keep going. And it was almost like part of me was like, Lord, this is amazing, but you gotta be kidding me. I'm only flesh and human. I mean, this is great, but you're gonna have to enlarge my head and my body or something. I'm having trouble keeping up. And he looked at me with a very, very intentional, loving, excited, passionate smile. And he said, hey, both fists clenched. And he said, we're going to take these guys. We're going to take them down, every single one of them. We're going to give them back every single thing that they deserve. And we're going to take back everything they've stolen, and I'm going to multiply it. Now let's keep going.
Wow.
Whoa, that was all I needed. That's all I needed. Here we go, boy. We're into the last 2 hours. I didn't know it. I didn't know how long this was going to take. I used to be able to just sit down, write a song, and zip it out, you know, play a tune, put the words, record it, and I could be done in 20 minutes sometimes.
Yeah, and I'd labor for 3 weeks over a song, and he'd have it down in 20 minutes.
There's so many things that are different within these past few hours, and that I can look at these fruits that are coming up. You know, I sound excited writing, because I am. Oh, my gosh. I was dead. I'm alive. We're into the probably 10th hour of this thing, and I'm thinking, yeah, I've been sitting here a while. All these psalms are pouring out of me, and praise, and you name it. Like I had 12 different channels going on in my head, and they were all the Lord, you know?
Wow.
Psalms, praise, this, old songs, new songs, you name it. Mm. And I'm sitting here with this plethora in front of me. A melody came to me. Mm. I just happened to have my guitar in kind of a strange, what we call an open tuning. It's not a standard tuning. It's you tune it to something that sounds pretty. And then when you put your fingers on different places on the strings, it just sounds prettier. It's nice. Yeah. I mean, nice.
Yeah. Of course, we're dying to hear this song
oh,
now.
My, yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, I want to tell you, he's doing a new thing. A while ago, I heard so clearly, "Look on, you scoffers, and be amazed."
Wow.
I'm doing a new thing.